This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Resource Center for Enterprise, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. The conventional expression is an army marches on its stomach, but it looks like there is another group, not so much about the stomach as about the palate. Food tourists. There's a growing number of leisure travelers chasing culinary delights in the region. Marcus Schuller is the Hilton Worldwide Vice President of F&B Asia Pacific. Tell us a little bit about this survey of yours that you guys have taken.
If you look at our company at Hilton Worldwide, we have over 4,000 hotels globally, of which over 100 hotels are here in Asia Pacific. Of the 10 brands we have globally, again, we have 6 of those brands here in Asia Pacific. So when you see the number of hotels we have, we took a survey and we got about 2,700 respondents back across 9 countries in Asia Pacific. As we've seen ourselves, that the importance of food has really grown when people choose to travel on leisure, even compared to probably 5 to 7 years ago.
How was this survey taken? How was it done?
This was a survey done over the internet, and we basically asked customers when they travel on leisure, sort of what is important to them, and obviously the food element has become out loud and clear that the majority of customers really rate highly the importance of food when they travel on leisure.
And this is strictly leisure travelers, not business travelers.
That's correct, yes.
Is there a breakdown on like how many from Australia, how many from Japan out of these almost 3,000 survey participants?
What I recall, there's probably a good even split of respondents from the various countries.
What is driving this interest in food?
Well, I think when you look at the survey, specifically Malaysia, the survey found that 94% of Malaysian travelers, when they travel on leisure, you know, make it a point of trying famous local dishes when they travel, and over 90% like to try out local street food, and they would all return to destination because of the great food and dining experiences. And that is sort of something that came across the various countries in Asia Pacific, that people place a very high sort of value in great food when they travel on leisure, that it's no longer just to go shopping, that it's no longer just to go sightseeing. Food plays just a big part now when people travel on leisure.
But you say 49% say that it's about the food. In the context of food, where does food rank, let's say, next to shopping? Is it above shopping, below shopping?
That one I couldn't tell you on top of my head, but like I said, Malaysia, 94%, so nearly every single traveler that responded from Malaysia specifically said they're making a point, you know, to try local dishes when they travel to a new country. And again, over 90% like to try out local street food.
What is feeding this interest? I mean, was there no interest in food amongst travelers in the past, and that this is a new phenomenon?
It's not so much a new phenomenon. It's sort of what we found is food has always been very important, especially in Asia Pacific. I think the interest in food is really for travelers, for customers, to a way to experience the culture of that country they go to, of that city they go to. And I think it's very true when you sample local food in a particular location, you learn a lot about, well, you know, a little bit about the history, about how people eat, about what people like to eat. So you learn a lot about that relevant culture by sampling local food.
I noticed that from your rankings, you said Japan came in number one.
Yes.
Can you give us kind of rankings if you have in front of you?
Japan came in as number one, and I have to say, not surprisingly, I lived myself for 4 years in Japan. And when you understand sort of that really rich culture and heritage of Japan, and especially when it comes to the food where they put such an emphasis on seasonality, on fresh ingredients. And I think when other customers from across Asia Pacific travel to Japan, you just experience Japanese food, you know, in all its variety. It's just a great experience.
And then you have as number two, Thailand, is that right?
Yes. There's a joint second place, Thailand, Taiwan, and Singapore.
All three came in second?
That's correct.
Wow. Yeah. Where does Malaysia feature on this ranking?
Malaysia is in the top 10. I would need to check, but I know they came in on the top 10 in terms of food from all the different people that responded.
Now, in this context, I noticed that, you know, street food also mattered a great deal. On the whole, hotels don't offer street food. So how did people respond in the context of going to a country and dealing with the street food?
Well, I think a great example to give is very close to home from where you are, at the DoubleTree Kuala Lumpur, where we created Makan Kitchen. And that restaurant was all about sort of bringing street food into the hotel and really sort of offering customers a taste of the street, if you like, in a five-star environment. And that has worked and is working very, very well for us, to just really give people, I think, whatever food in whichever way or shape you offer it, it has to be authentic. Sort of authentic food experiences is really what it comes down to when customers choose to eat.
I saw the rankings that Japan stood up as number one, and you just mentioned that, you know, because of the seasonal food that's available and it's fresh and all that. How much does cleanliness and ambiance play into how food travelers expect of their food?
I think sort of you find when people, and also when I take myself as an example, when you travel, you really want to immerse yourself in that local culture, and especially in the local food culture. And that means you want to try food that people who live and work in that city thinks people eat on a daily basis. So by going out into those, for example, a street food market, or eating a real authentic meal in a hotel as well, that gives you that experience. So I think you pick it based on the location you go to. You want to experience, it might be a great dim sum restaurant in Hong Kong, you know, it might be a food court in Singapore or in Malaysia, in Kuala Lumpur. So I think people want to experience authentic food.
So authentic would also include the natural ambiance where you would find the local food?
Well, I think, yeah, there could be the local ambience, meaning if you go to a food court, you know exactly what to expect. And I think across Asia Pacific, as people travel, you know what that would entail. I think the great thing is as well, now when you come to a hotel, it's no longer just hotel dining. It's really also providing customers with authentic food experience, to the example I've just given of Makan Kitchen at the DoubleTree in KL, and where we have other examples as well of that.
Marcus Schuller for Hilton Worldwide. We're looking at the organization's survey, which underscores the importance of food to travelers. Coming up, what are the implications of these findings? This is Resource Center on Enterprise, BFM 89.9, the business station. You're listening to Resource Center on Enterprise, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, speaking with Marcus Schuller from Hilton Worldwide Asia Pacific. We've been discussing the results of a traveler survey which points to the importance of food, good food, to the leisure traveler. What are the implications of your findings, Marcus?
I think sort of what we found from that survey is that you find that hotels become destinations in their own right for great food as well. And what we've taken from that as well, where we have something called the hidden food gems, where you have, for example, the executive chef of one of our hotels in a particular location will recommend to customers one of their favorite places to eat, where they would like to eat within walking distance of one of our properties. And it really showcases you as well, sort of gone are the days when you could just have a hotel with a restaurant and people would come because it's a hotel restaurant. And now you really have to create unique and authentic food experiences from the food and the decor, the ambience of a particular restaurant that's in a hotel, but it's marketed and more importantly it's perceived by customers as a restaurant in its own right that happens to be in a hotel rather than a hotel restaurant.
So does that mean that hotels must themselves kind of create within themselves, where travelers may even go to and get a kind of a sense of the local ambiance? Is that what you're saying?
What I'm trying to say is that when you look at some of our restaurants, that customers come because it's a restaurant that in its own right offers you an authentic experience from the food, the ambience, the decor, and the service you get. So it's no longer just a hotel restaurant. It's really a restaurant, sort of, it's a standalone restaurant that happens to be in a hotel.
How important is it to locate a hotel property near, let's say, where lots of local people eat? So, you know, like Jalan Alor in KL has lots of this local food, has also built a reputation as a place for tourists.
Yeah, well, I think it's like I said, what we call hidden food gems, when you have the expert, somebody who lives and works daily at the hotel in that particular city, he's able to recommend to a customer not just our own restaurants, but also to recommend some freestanding restaurants that offer you authentic local food experiences within walking distance of the hotel.
How do you arm your concierge with information about where the local food might be, where famous local food might be found, where interesting little enclaves of food might be?
Well, this is very important to us because, like I said, there's one is you have great restaurants and bars within the hotel, but also to be able to tell the travelers, especially the leisure travelers, to tell them about sort of the hidden food gems, where a particular place that is within walking distance. And I think sort of we are very fortunate as well that we have our hotels are uniquely positioned to be near most of those, you know, great food experiences. On the survey, what came out that the Malaysia actually chose Malaysian food as their preferred cuisine, which is probably from all the other countries that we surveyed, this came out as a big differentiator that Malaysians like first and foremost Malaysian food, as it were, followed by Thai cuisine and Indonesian cuisine.
In the past, people traveled overseas. Hotels tend to provide the kind of very much like, for instance, for breakfast, a continental breakfast or American breakfast. So this is now taking a totally different turn.
Yeah, and I think that's something for us that's not entirely new because over the last couple of years, we have seen that rise in demand by customers to have, especially as people travel within Asia Pacific, that you see that little things like you put congee on the buffet, you put some fried noodles on the buffet, some dim sum. So this is again something that we have seen that at our hotels live every day already. And you adapt over time as you take feedback from your customers and as you see also what's relevant in a particular city. It's important to provide home comforts because as a lot of people travel on business, but definitely on leisure as well, there's always that need for some home comforts, and that food is just one of those great things.
With a hotel, though, you know, you're trying to bring in local food and also the kind of ambiance into your, perhaps like you just said, standalone restaurants. Where do you find your chefs from? Street food tends to be cooked by the guys who have not gone to your cooking school.
No, I know, but this is something as well. This is where you really attract, and we're quite fortunate with Hilton Worldwide having a global organization that you're able to attract talent that you might find perhaps difficult in other circumstances, but we're really trying to attract really the local talent, and the Makan Kitchen in KL at Doubletree was great because we were able to attract chefs away from some of the hawker centers which we hired. And you've given them sort of our jacket, if you like, but they're still cooking the food. And that's why customers return, because they remember that chef cooking that particular dish. In Japan, we have a fine dining restaurant at the Conrad in Tokyo where he's Japanese. He understands the local culture. He understands, locally, you can never beat local talent.
I mean, do you really go down to the street level and then see somebody who cooks well and then who's quite popular and then you attract them to your restaurant?
We did that at the Doubletree KL for Makan Kitchen. That's what we've done, yes. Found some of the chefs who we hired away from hawker centers. But I think overall it's just if you really want to, because the good thing is for us, we're very fortunate that a large percentage of our customers are not people from necessarily from within the hotel, meaning people who stay overnight. We have the large majority is actually customers who live and work in the city every day. So that shows you. And you can pick any city where that's true, from Tokyo to Singapore to KL, definitely true, Hong Kong. It's so important if you understand the local culture and more importantly, if you understand the local palate and what people like and what people are looking for, that for me, that's providing authentic food experiences. And it shows in, so it's not just in a new hotel we're building or in a restaurant that we just refurbished. It's really about understanding what makes the city tick in terms of food.
What are the implications to the tourism industry?
Well, for the tourism industry, I think for us, we're in a very fortunate position that we have internally the restaurant concept group that develops new restaurant concepts for our different brands throughout Asia Pacific. So we're very fortunate to have an in-house resource that helps develop those new restaurant concepts. And definitely the findings on that survey, we will definitely take that into consideration. And I think it's sort of validated a lot of the things we already believed in and things that we knew were important to our customers. So to have that internal resource is just great when we're building new projects and new restaurants and sort of creating an environment where customers can feel comfortable, where they feel you have a sense of place, that when you sit in that particular restaurant in that city, that you know where you are, and you, the food, the decor, the service, again, helps to underline that.
If I was somebody from, let's say, the Ministry of Tourism, and I was looking into, if I were looking into how to improve and get people to come to my town, to my city, what might I be doing? I know the hoteliers are taking care of making the hotels more accommodating and bringing in local food into their restaurants. As a tourism industry, what might I be doing?
Well, I think it's sort of always hard to speak on behalf of other people, but I think what we see, you see that, I think, just there's a lot of countries now really when they're sort of selling the brand, which is your country, which is your city, that you find a lot of times the food just plays a really big part. That sort of unique and authentic food is a key differentiator for many cities and countries throughout Asia Pacific. And I think that's the reason people like to travel on leisure, because it's such a different experience if you go to Hong Kong, if you go to Kuala Lumpur, if you go to Tokyo. All three phenomenal food destinations, but all three equally very unique in its own right. And I think that's sort of what's most important. You want to sell a destination as being unique for the culture, the heritage, and definitely the food as well.
Marcus Schuller, he is the Hilton Worldwide Vice President for F&B Asia Pacific. And the army marches on its stomach, but leisure travelers track the world via the palates for unforgettable culinary delights and gastronomical experiences. This is Resource Center on Enterprise, and I'm Lim Soon Hing, BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.